Yippee! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I am. Today we are going to be studying words in the unword family. And before we begin, I just want you to know that this is supposed to be a fun activity. I want you to look forward to doing this. I want you to be excited. I want you to think, yes, it's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. However, sometimes you might think I'm going too fast for you, and I don't want you to feel stressed out about that. I want you to remember, you can always finish coloring something or writing something at the end. The first part of this activity is listen. Listen and learn. I want you to listen. If I say, please put down your crayon or your pencil, please listen and do that. And don't stress about it, because you can always finish at the end. All right? Thank you. Let's begin. First, as always, let's get our pencil and write our name at the top. You write neatly and write on the line. I'll write my name too. Remember, my name is Mrs. Oldham, just in case you forgot. And when you're finished writing your name, you can put your pencil down. Okay, so there is a picture at the top of your page. And there is a boy, his name is Colin, and a girl, her name is Madison, and they're really good friends. And it was an early morning day, and school hadn't started yet, and they were going to walk there together with their parents, and the sun had just started coming out. Well, we're working on the un-word family today, and the word sun fits in that word family. So what I would like you to do is find your yellow crayon, some kind of yellow. It doesn't have to be perfect. And let's color the yellow sun yellow. You can start coloring right now. And while you color, I'll sound out sun for us. Here we go. S-a-n, sun. S-a-n, sun. Now, when we practice words in the un family, we can think of the un part as a chunk, a word chunk, un. So I can sound out sun using that word chunk at the end. S-un, sun. And it works just perfectly. Now don't color the cloud on accident. Just color our sun. We're only coloring the sun yellow. All yellow. And that's part of the listen part, because maybe you wanted to color your sun orange and you're thinking I'm crazy, but that's all right. I still want you to listen and follow directions. It's important. All right. I'm almost finished coloring my sun, which makes me think you're probably close to being finished too, or maybe you already did finish. So I'm going to ask you to put down your yellow crayon in 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3. Don't panic. Don't stress. You can finish later. 2, and 1. Thank you. All right, so let's look at what Colin's doing. He's doing an action right now. I mean, he's excited to see his friend Madison, and he has something for her, so he didn't want to just walk over to her. Sometimes when you get excited, you do something, and especially if you want to see someone. So he didn't walk over to Madison. He did a word that belongs in the un-word family. Do you know what it is? Yes, run. Look at Colin run. There he is. Look at Colin run. Here's what I would like you to do. I want you to find your blue crayon. It can be some kind of blue. And we're going to color Colin's pants blue. Here's why. It's his legs that will run. You don't run with your hands, not usually. You run with your legs. So let's color his legs, his pants, blue. All right. Now I will sound out run because Colin is going to run to Madison. He's excited to see her. Run. And remember, we're studying which word family? Yes, un. So the chunk is un. Run. And it rhymes with sun. That's the bonus. When words are in the same word family, they rhyme because they have that same ending sound at the end. The same ending chunk. Run, sun. Colin will run under the sun. Colin will run under the sun. When words rhyme, you can sing them. Okay. I finished coloring Colin's legs, his pants. You should be ready to finish coloring his pants. I'm going to ask you to put down your blue crayon in 5 seconds. Oh, no. Take a deep breath. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now, boys and girls, he also runs with his feet. So do you. So let's take our brown crayon. And let's color his shoes brown. All right. That's important. We run with our feet as well. Definitely. There's just little bits peeking up through the grass, so be careful. Color neatly. Run. We run with our feet. We run with our feet, and these feet are in shoes, and these shoes are brown. Okay, please put down your brown crayon in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, now boys and girls, do you see that Colin has something in his hand? He's so excited to give it to Madison. That's why he had to run. It's a cinnamon. Oh my gosh, I love these. I love to eat these. My mom used to make them for me when I was growing up. It's a cinnamon. We could call it a cinnamon roll. We could. We absolutely could. But it doesn't belong in the unword family when we say roll or even cinnamon. So it's a special type of cinnamon. We can call it something. They have these even at bakeries with different types of bread. Yes, it's a bun, a cinnamon bun. And if you've never heard it called that before, now you'll know and you can tell someone that you know how to say cinnamon roll a different way. You can call it a cinnamon bun. So let's color the cinnamon bun because, oh, it's so good. Brown, because they are brown. Cinnamon is actually a brown color. Let's color the cinnamon bun brown. And I'll sound out bun for you. Bun. Bun. And what's our word chunk? Who remembers? Yes, un. So un. Bun. Now, boys and girls, there's another type of bun. Sometimes girls, and I guess boys, if they have longer hair, you can tie your hair up into a bun. You might have someone in your class right now who's wearing a bun. Maybe your teacher has a bun, but it's just you take your hair and you, I don't know how to do it in my hair. I don't know, but I know it's such a thing. I know ballerinas use them too, but in our picture, it's actually something you eat and it's sweet and it's delicious and it's a cinnamon bun. But I just wanted you to know there's another kind of bun. Oh, I'm finished coloring my bun. I think you're finished coloring your bun. So please put down your crayon in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Thank you. Now, boys and girls, Madison did not come empty-handed. You know, Colin's bringing her something. He's bringing her the cinnamon bun. Well, Madison has a gift for Colin in that bag that she's carrying. And whatever's in that bag is super, super, well, you know what? It's a word that belongs in the un-word family. Colin's really going to like it because it's super, it's just fun to play with. Yes, it's fun to play with. So I would like you to take your orange crayon and let's color the bag that Madison is holding orange. And I'm going to sound out fun for you because there is something fun inside the bag for Colin. Ready? Fun. Fun. And our word chunk is un. So un. Fun. All right. The bonus, what's the bonus? All the words in the family. Yep, rhyme. And when words rhyme, it's way easy to make a poem or sing a song. It's just easy. So I could say, oh, Colin will run with a bun in his hand. Colin will run with the bun in his hand. I see the sun, and Colin will run with the bun in his hand. Oh, Madison has something fun. Colin will give her a bun, but Madison has something fun. I'm finished coloring my bag of fun. Yes, I am. Please put down your crayon in 5, 4, 3, two, and one. Thank you. Boys and girls, do you know what she has inside that bag? What's fun? What is fun that could be inside that bag? What could be fun? It could be a game. It could be a ball. It's gonna be a mystery. It's gonna be whatever you think is fun inside that bag. Maybe you think marbles are fun inside that bag. Maybe your friend thinks playing cards are fun inside that bag. You get to decide. You get to decide. I'm not going to tell you. All right, will you please pick up your pencil and look at number one for me? And really quick, let's look across at all these lines. I want you to see there's three little ones all together. And then in the middle, there's a big long one. And then there's a big long one at the end. So we're going to look at the three little ones on number one. Each of those little ones, we're going to write a letter on each one. We're going to space out our letters. And I want you to write the letter for the sound that I make. So number one, I'm going to say a sound. You write the letter. Here we go. Number one. R. Yes, you should have written the letter R. Scoot across to the middle little line. You scoot across. N. N. Run. Awesome. Scoot to the middle line, the one right in the middle. Let's write it all together. N. Run. Awesome. And last time, one last time for extra practice. RUN. Run. Let's move on to number two. Write the letter that you hear. B, b. B, U, n, bun, b-u-n. Scoot to the middle. I'll say all the sounds. You write all the letters. B-u-n, bun. Excellent. And last time, B U N B-U-N, bun. Awesome. Number three. Number three. Here we go. F U N. Awesome. Fun. Fun. Scoot to the middle. I'll say all the sounds. You write all the letters. And last time for extra practice. F. U. N. Fun. Number four. Write the letter that you hear me say. S, U, N, sun. Scoot to the middle. I'll say all the sounds. You write all the letters. N, sun. And last time, S, U, N, N, sun. You can put your pencil down. Let's read our words. Look at number one. We're going to read our words going down. Number one says run. Number two, bun. Number three, fun. Number four, Sun. Now let's read them without the numbers. We'll just read it like a list. Start at number one and we'll just read it like a list. Ready, begin. Run, bun, fun, sun. And just for fun, let's read them backwards. Start on number four and go up. Sun, fun, fun, run. You rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. I hope you had fun. I did. I'll see you next time. Bye.